Welcome to it. This is Curse of the Creative, the latest batch of episodes for you to shove into your ears and use for free on your radio station. In the last episode, we actually had an idea so good, I feel bad that we're giving it away for free. I actually feel bad for us. Like, what sort of people are we? We're good people. That's what we do on this podcast. We come up with the radio promotion concept so that you don't have to. And you can use them for free on your community station, your radio station, your internet radio station, your pirate station, your ham radio station, whichever you want to do. In the hot seat today, I have Ricky, and as the judge, jury, and executioner is Justin. Ricky, I don't think we've heard from you in a while on Curse of the Creative.
Chomi, I hibernate in winter, so you're very lucky that I made this appearance today.
By hibernate, Ricky means he goes to Europe and works from there. That is his version of hibernating. All right, so how it works is we've got a 2-minute ticking clock, and Ricky has that time to pitch an idea to us, and we decide whether we're going to fly it, park, or flush it, and offer any improvements that you may find useful for yourself. So, Ricky, the clock is running. Let's hear your idea.
Okay, so this idea actually came to me yesterday. An idea for an app came to me yesterday, and I'm giving you this for free too, because I thought it would make me loads of money. People that I've spoken to, they don't think so much. So it all came to me, like, I enjoy a kawaii princess wrap, right? And I thought to myself, how do I recreate this delicious piece of food? And there's something in the mayonnaise. So I thought, shouldn't I or somebody in the world invent an app where you can type in any meal, any sort of, say it's from McDonald's, from Kauai, from Wimpy, and it gives you step-by-step instructions, ingredients to 100% replicate that product. So I don't think that's going to fly, but then I came up with this idea. So we're going to use McDonald's as an example, and we're going to call it the 1 million rand Big Mac. Okay, but again, you can use Kauai, Nando's, Burger, whatever. So say McDonald's are promoting the Big Mac. They're saying everybody loves a Big Mac. There's only one. It's uncopyable, unreplicatable. But if you can replicate it 100% and it can withstand a taste test and somebody can identify your burger as a Big Mac, we'll give you $1 million and a job at McDonald's. Boom.
I mean, you know, our sound effects like for satisfaction or flight, but I think we've replaced it with laughter, because Ricky, if you have, and we work very closely with the brand that would find this, that we could put this on straight away. Again, I'm flighting the shit out of that. I just feel bad for us that we're giving that away for free.
And the app, Baba, and the app, there's millions in it. There are millions. Millions, I'm telling you.
The app, I'm not so sure about.
that app, like, what was that shit during lockdown, that party fucking box? What was it? Party? I mean, it lasted like a month, but it earned somebody billions. This app's going to do the same thing.
I mean, I love the part that you win R1 million and you get a job at McDonald's.
I'm glad this amused you so much.
Check or savings.
My job is done. My purpose is served. Flight, flash, shut up your ass. I don't care. I'm happy.
Oh man, I love it because it's so ridiculous. Like, it's so wild and so ridiculous. But I love it. I don't see any brands ever doing this. Like, if you can replicate their stuff, I know you're saying McDonald's, but KFC. You think the Colonel's gonna let you in on his little secret there? That thing's.
and you know what? This morning I started like Googling, like YouTubing, like videos how to make Big Macs and stuff. And Oaks try, but it doesn't even look. You can't even make it look the same, right? But I checked. I even looked for this kawaii wrap, and like, so if somebody can do it, please, $1 million.
We've got a job for you at McDonald's.
the misplaced confidence of people doing this, I think that's more funny. Mm. That's where the real joke is in this, because you can't replicate it, because it's like, it's just not replicatable. Thank you for that word, Ricky. I'll tell you, like, there are so many Portuguese people I know that tell you that they can make Nando's chicken as well as Nando's, if not better, and like they just can't. It's so misguided. But that's the funny thing. There will be people that go, I can make a Steers burger. I can make it. I can do it. I know exactly what they do. And that's that, the misguided confidence that is so strong in specifically the South African male that I think makes this thing so hilarious.
100% with you, Paolo. You know, the wooden mic, when people come onto Idols, they get on there, they get in front of the judges, but you know that they're absolute rubbish, but they put them on for the laughs. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, no, that's it. This is such a cool concept. Again, people get it for free. Justin, I'm going to assume you're flighting it, and extra bonus points for your job at the drive-thru. This is Curse of the Creative. Radio promotions and jobs at McDonald's for everyone.